Thank you for staying. It is my pleasure to introduce you to two colleagues of mine. They're going to present the work we've done at DC in AI for meetings. They're the ones who have worked on it, and they're going to tell us about the three parts that make it.
Okay, thank you, Saul. So hello, everyone. My name is Razvan. I work for 8x8 in the Jitsi team, together with Tudor here and Saul there. Even though he's not mentioned in the slides, he's overseeing us, kind of like a guardian angel of sorts sometimes. And we're going to talk to you about AI for meetings. So first and foremost, we are currently living in an AI gold rush. Obviously, who sells the shovels gets the most money. And also, there's like maybe the danger of trying to find like some use cases which are not very... So lots of people try to invent stuff to do with AI. We've identified like the use cases, the most used, the most useful things, let's put it this way. For us, for meetings, in our opinion, it's this. And obviously, for having them, you need transcriptions. Otherwise, you won't be able to do summaries or extract action points, do sentiment analysis, or whatever. We've been doing, we've been using the Google API since 2017 to do captions, live captions. But we weren't happy with the quality of the results. So the accuracy was pretty crappy. So in 2023, OpenAI released Whisper in 2022. In early to 2023, we also created the POC, making Whisper perform in real time. What were the challenges here? We needed Whisper to transcribe a stream, not a file, because Whisper was built to transcribe an entire file. It needed to do it in real time, and it also needed to have good accuracy. How did we accomplish this? I'm going to try to speed up because, yeah, we have quite a lot of ground to cover. We have a client who joins the meeting, opens a WebSocket connection to our server, and starts pushing audio chunks. You see it on the upper left corner. Then we have like Celero VAD, which is a voice activity detector, which drops all the audio chunks which do not contain any voice. And then all these chunks get added to a buffer. At one point, we add a header to that buffer, transform it into a normal WAV file, and then feed it to Whisper for transcription. This obviously has a problem because the buffer keeps growing and growing, and you need to cut the bastard. We do it when we do it. So basically, we return two types of transcriptions back from the server: an intermediary, which hasn't solidified yet, which is still prone to changing, and the final transcription, where we are almost sure that that is the final one. How do we do that? We do that by analyzing the returned results from Whisper, which, as you can see on the lower, that's basically on the line above is the buffer, and the one do an emergency cut, and we search for the biggest gap between words, and we cut there. And this kind of works good, but it still lacks one of the challenges there, the accuracy part, because obviously if you cut the buffer, then you will lack context again. So what? I don't know if you know it, but Whisper allows you to provide an initial prompt. You could use that to put some acronyms in there. So if you wanted to guess the proper terms, and it will help you. But you can also feed the previous final transcriptions, so it knows what to